A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Netflix presents a Mundy Lane Entertainment production. An Escape Artists production. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Moonlight catches canted trees in a dark forest. Green leaves glow on low branches. A black man in cheap cotton garments runs through the greenery, followed shortly by another. They hurry through mist, past shrouded bushes, feet pounding the plant litter on the forest floor. They reach a tent surrounded by torches. A man wearing a hat beckons them and other similarly dressed men and women. Come on. Barnesville, Georgia, 1927. People rush to join a queue. A sign above the entrance reads, Ma Rainey. People pay and enter the warmly lit tent. At center stage, a flamboyantly dressed woman sings.
My bell rang this morning, didn't know which way to go.
Ma sticks her behind out. An all-black audience waves hats and fans.
Daddy, daddy, please come home to me.
Audience members sway and smile at Ma's makeup-caked face and sparkling red dress.
Daddy, daddy, please come home to me.
Back, she smiles, bearing a set of gold teeth. In a black and white photo, a young girl smiles beside a loaded car. A headline, Bound for the Promised Land. In a town, a black man opens a paper. An article reads, The Defender invites all to come north. Plenty of room for the good, industrious men. Plenty of work. African Americans load their belongings into trucks. An ad reads, Wanted, men and women for all kinds of laboring work. Butlers, porters, waiters, and cooks. In moving black and white photographs, African Americans crowd in and around a theater. In the Grand Theater, Ma Rainey, mother of the blues, performs on stage with backup dancers. A clean-cut horn player in her band performs behind the provocative dancers. Between blows, he smiles at a flapper in a pink dress dancing backstage. She throws him a sidelong glance, then flashes a small smile. The trombone player clocks the exchange and shoots the horn player a sly look. The dancers writhe around Ma, who shakes her bosom. The horn player joins Ma at the front of the stage. The spotlight moves from Ma to the horn player. She glares at him.
Hey! Hey, Daddy!
The spotlight returns to Ma. The elderly keyboard player looks to the bass player in consternation and jerks his head at the horn player. Confused, the bass player watches as the horn player walks to the back of the stage with a satisfied smile. Ma raises her hands and feathered fans. The spotlight bulb burns. Next, in an all-black factory, workers shovel coal into a stove. They push carts and man machinery. Rows of women work sewing machines. Chicago, Illinois. The city buses with cars and well-dressed white men. The trombone, bass, and keyboard player from the Grand step out of a subway station wearing suits. They take to the sidewalk. The trombone and bass player carry their instruments. The keyboard player holds a valise. They edge past a group of blue-collar whites who give them dirty looks. In a recording studio booth, a technician winds a crank and connects wires. A man with glasses stands before a mic in the recording room.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Got that list?
I got it. Don't worry about it.
I'm holding you responsible.
You keep her in line. I'm putting up with any shenanigans. You hear Irv?
Playing, Irv ignores him.
Irv!
I'm not putting up with any Royal Highness Queen of the Blues bullshit.
Mother of the Blues, Mal. Mother of the Blues.
In the sun-baked city, the musicians cross a street clogged with cars, pedestrians, and cyclists. They enter an alley. A sign painted on the wall reads, Studio. An arrow points into the alley.
You should have heard Olivia at the club last night, Toledo. Trying to talk to that gal in my hair with her.
You ain't gotta tell me. I know how Levy do.
Levy tried to talk to that gal and got his feelings hurt.
I want you to get her in here, record those songs on that list, and get her out, just like clockwork.
Like clockwork, Mel.
And that horn player, the one who gave me those songs, is he gonna be here today? I wanna hear more of that sound.
How you boys doing, Cutler?
Oh, fine, Miss Irwin.
Where's Ma? Is she with you?
I don't know. She told us to be here at 1 o'clock, that's all I know.
Irv checks the alley.
Where's the horn player?
Levy's supposed to be here same as we is. I reckon he'll be here in a minute.
Levy leans against a newsstand, grinning and smoking a cigarette. He steps away from the stand, holding his horn case. He watches two young women pass.
Hey, hey, hey! The one in Chicago?
He follows. They pay him no mind. Something across the street catches his eye. He flares his nostrils and purses his lips. He crosses the street, narrowly avoiding a car, and looks at a pair of sharp probes in a window display. In the alley outside the studio.
Come on in, I'll get you fed and ready to make some music.
Right.
Right down the hall.
They enter.
Where's Ma? How come she's with the
band? Everything's under control, Mel. I got everything under control. Cutler, here's the list of songs we're gonna record.
He puts a paper in the trombone player's jacket. The musicians head downstairs.
Why isn't she here? And where's that horn player?
They shuffle through a dimly lit corridor. They enter a dingy dressing room with a broken stone floor. Cutler hands the keyboard player the song list.
What we got, Nate Toledo?
We got, Prove It On Me. Hear me talking to you, My Red is Black Bottom, Moonshine Blues.
Them ain't the songs Ma told me.
I wouldn't worry about it if I was you, Cutler. Ma, I'll get it straight now.
Moonshine Blues. That's one of them songs Bessie Smith sang, I believe.
Well, Slow Jag's right. I wouldn't worry about it.
Let me know what time he's supposed to be here.
Maverick left the hotel this morning talking about he was gonna buy some shoes. Says the first time he ever beat you shooting crap.
I ain't thinking about no $4.
Levy sure was thinking about
it. Get ahead of that, Slow Jag.
$4 like to burn a hole in his pocket.
Well, he's supposed to be here at 1 o'clock.
A flask.
That's some good Chicago bourbon.
Look here, Cutler.
Levy holds shoes.
I got me some shoes.
Nigga, I ain't studying.
How much you pay for something like that, Levy?
$11. $4 of it belonged to Cutler.
Ooh, Levy said if it wasn't for Cutler, he wouldn't have no new shoes.
I ain't thinking about Levy or his shoes. Come on, let's get ready to rehearse.
How about you on that score, Cutler? I don't want to be around here all night.
Ain't but 4 songs on the list. Last time, there were 6 songs.
Yeah. Now I'm ready.
Levy dances in the brogues.
I can play some good music now.
He tries a door.
Damn. Man, change things around. I'll never leave well enough alone.
Yeah, everything changing all the time. Even the air you're breathing change. Yeah, you got monoxide, hydrogen, changing all the time. Skin change, different molecules, everything.
Nigga, what is you talking about? I'm talking about the room. I ain't talking about no skin and air. I'm talking about something I can see. I ain't talking about no molecules and that.
Hell, I know what you're talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about.
That dough. Nigga, you see that dough? That's what I'm talking about. The door wasn't there before.
Levy, you wouldn't know your right from your left. And damn if that door wasn't there. Now, if you're talking about that in switch rooms, you're right, but don't go tell me that damn door wasn't there.
Damn the door, and let's do this. I want to get out of here.
Well, Toledo started all that about the door. I'm just saying that things changed.
What the hell you think I was saying? Things changed. The air and everything. Now you're gonna say you were saying it. You're gonna fit 2 propositions on the same track, run them into each other, and cause they crash, you're gonna say it's the same train?
Now this nigga talk about trains.
They pass a joint.
You done went from the air to the skin to the dough, and now trains. You know, I'd just like to be inside your head for 5 minutes just to see how you think. You done got more shit piled up and mixed up in there than the devil got sinners. Been reading too many goddamn books.
What you care about how much I read?
I'm gonna ignore you because you're ignorant.
Let's rehearse the music.
You ain't gotta rehearse that. Ain't nothing but old jug band music. They need one of them jug bands for this.
It don't make no difference to me as long as we get paid.
That ain't what I'm talking about, nigga. I'm talking about art.
What drawing got to do with it?
Where you get this nigga from, Cutler? He sound like one of them Alabama niggas.
Just slow jog, all right?
Just play the piece, nigga.
If you want to be one of them, virtuosos or something, you're in the wrong place. You ain't no King Oliver or Buddy Bowles. Just an old trumpet player coming down a dozen. Talking about art.
But what is you? I don't see your name in lights.
Oh, I just play the piece, whatever they want. I don't criticize other people's music.
I ain't like you, Cutler. I got talent. Me and this horn, we's tight. If my daddy had a known I was gonna turn out like this, he would have named me Gabriel. I'm gonna get me a band and make me some records. I done give Mr. Stutterman some of my songs I wrote, and he say he gonna let me record them when I get my band together. I just got to finish the last part of this song. I knows how to play real music, not this old jug band shit. I got style.
Oh, everybody got style. Style ain't nothing but keeping the same idea from beginning to end. Everybody got it.
Everybody can't play like I do. Everybody can't have their own band.
Well, until you get your own band, you can play what you want. You just play the piece and stop complaining. I told you when you came on here, this ain't none of them hot bands. This is an accompaniment band. You play Mars music when you're here.
I got sense enough to know that. Hell, I can look at y'all and see what kind of band it is. I can look at Toledo and see what kind of band it is.
Oh, no, Toledo ain't said nothing to you. Don't get Toledo started now.
Is you all gonna rehearse the music, or ain't you?
How many times you done played them songs? What you gotta rehearse for?
This is a recording session. I want to get it right the first time and get on out of here.
Well, y'all go on and rehearse then. I'm gonna finish this song for Mrs. Sturdivant.
Levy lounges on a bench and writes sheet music. They gawk.
Come on, Levy, I don't want no shit now. You rehearse like everybody else. You and the band, just like everybody else. Mr. Sturdivant gonna have to wait. It's the band's time.
Hell, I'm ready if you want to rehearse. I just said there ain't no point in it. Ma ain't here. What's the point in
it? Ma Rainey's black bottle. A one, a two, a you know what to do.
Irv smokes outside the studio. With a nervous expression, he checks his watch.
No, we ain't doing it that way. We're doing my version. That's what Mr. Irvin told me. Say it's on the list he gave.
You let me worry about what's on the list.
What kind of sense to make to rehearse the wrong version of the song?
You're supposed to rehearse what you're gonna play. That's the way they taught me.
That's what I'm trying to tell the man.
You're trying to tell me what we is and ain't gonna play, and that ain't none of your business. Your business is to play what I sing.
Oh, I see now. You done got jealous because Mr. Irvin using my version.
What the hell I got to be jealous of you about? The day I get jealous of you, I may as well lay down and die.
You let me start and all that cause he too lazy to rehearse.
Where's the paper? Look at the paper, see what it say. Go tell me I'm too lazy.
We ain't talking about the paper. We talking about you understanding where you fit in when you're around here. You play what I say.
I don't care what you play. Mr. Irvin gonna straighten it up. I don't care what you play.
Any of you boys know what to keep in mind?
Can't say, Mr. Irvin. She'll be along directly, I reckon.
Well, you go ahead.
Mr. Irvin, about these songs.
Yeah, whatever's on the list.
I'm talking about this black bottom.
Yeah, it's on the list.
Yes, sir. I know it's on the list, but I just want to know which version. We got two versions of that song.
Oh, Levy's version. We're using Levy's arrangement.
Levy grins.
Okay, got that straight. Now, about this Moonshine Blues?
Yeah, we'll work it out with Ma, Cutler. You boys just rehearse whatever's on that list.
Irv smiles, pats Cutler, and leaves.
See, I told you. It don't mean nothing when I say it. You gotta wait for Mr. Irvin to say it. Well, I told you the way it is.
Levy, the sooner you understand it ain't what you say or what Mr. Irvin say. It's what Ma say to count.
Look, I don't care what you play, all right? It don't matter to me. Mr. Irvin gonna straighten it up. I don't care what you play.
Thank you. All right, let's play this Hear Me Talking to You until we figure out what's going on with this black bottom. A one, a two, a you know what to do.
Ma struts down a shiny mahogany staircase in a classy all-black hotel. She wears heavy makeup, a loud dress, and a fur scarf. The flapper and a young man in a suit follow. At the foot of the stairs, Ma hooks her arm in the flapper's. Patrons in the lobby gawk at her. Ma puts her arm around the young man and pulls him close. She leads the two young people past a dining area. Elegant, conservatively dressed women look up from their tea, watching her pass. The flapper stares them down. Ma offers them a glance and turns her head.
Don't nobody nobody say when it come to Ma. She gonna do what she wanna do.
Hell, Mr. Irvin the one putting out the record.
Yeah, he gonna put out what she want him to put out.
Levy confused about who the boss is. He don't know Ma's the boss.
You know how many records she sold in New York? And you know what's in New York? Harlem. Harlem's in New York.
So what if they didn't sell in New York? We packed them in Memphis, Birmingham,
we ain't in Memphis. We in Chicago. We in a recording session. Mrs. Turtleman and Mr. Irvin say what's gonna be here.
In the hotel driveway, Ma leans against a shiny limo. The flapper and the man sit in front. A suited white man glares at Ma from the hotel balcony. She stares him down and haughtily slaps on her cap as she gets in the limo's back seat.
You heard what the man told you. Ma ran his black bottom, Levy's arrangement. There you go. That's what he told you. I don't know why y'all want to pick with me about it. Shit, I was slow drag. All right. Let's go on and
all
get it.
All right, Ma ran his black bottom, Levy's version.
How that first part go again there, Lev?
It go like this. That's to get the people's attention. Mm-hmm. That's when you and Slow Drag come in with the rhythm part, me and Cutler play on the brakes.
Nigga, the man just asked how the part go. He ain't asked for all that. Ma Rainey's black bottom. A one, a two, a you know what to do. Song we've been playing before you was born, trying to tell us how to play. All right,
let's try again.
Carlo, wait a minute, let me fix this. This string's starting to unravel. And you know I want to play Levy's music right.
If you was any kind of musician, you'd take care of your instrument, keep it in tip-top order. If you was any kind of musician, I'd let you be in my band.
Shit.
Damn! Slow drag, watch them big-ass shoes you got.
Why ain't nobody done nothing to you?
You done stepped on my shoes?
Then move them the hell out the way then. You was in my way, I wasn't in your way.
Any man who takes a whole week's pay and puts it on some shoes, you understand what I mean? What you walk around with on the ground with is a fool, and I don't mind telling them.
What difference it make to you, Cutler?
Nothing wrong with having nice shoes. Look at Toledo.
Toledo wears black loafers. He looks up from the paper.
What's that about Toledo?
Nigga got new clodhoppers. Old bro games. He ain't nothing but a sharecropper. Hey, Slow Drag. Play something for me. A man gotta have some shoes to dance like this. He can't dance like this with them clodhoppers Toledo got.
That's the trouble with colored folks. Always looking to have a good time. More niggas got killed trying to have a good time than God got ways to count.
When the world goes wrong at night, got the blues.
What the hell having a good time mean? That's what I want to know. Got to be more than life than just having a good time if they ain't. And this is a piss poor life we living if that's all there is to be got out of it.
Levy blows his horn at Toledo.
Niggas been having a good time before you was born, and they're gonna keep having a good time after you gone.
Ain't nobody talking about making the lot for the colored man better for him here in America. Ain't nobody thinking about what kind of life the world they're gonna leave for the youngins. But just show me a good time, that's all I want. Oh, just makes me sick.
Good times what makes life worth living.
Man, I know how to have a good time as well as the next man.
Toledo dances.
I just said there got to be more to life than just having a good time. I said the colored man ought to be doing more than just trying to have a good time all the time.
Well, what is you doing, nigga? You're talking all them highfalutin ideas about making a better world for the colored man. What is you doing to make it better? You playing the music and looking for your next piece of pussy, same as we is. What is you doing?
It ain't just me, fool. I said everybody. What you think? I'm gonna solve the colored man's problem all by myself? I said we. You understand that? We. That's every living colored man in the world got to do his share, got to do his part. I ain't talking about what I'm gonna do or you gonna do or color, Slow Drag, anybody else. I'm talking about what all of us gonna do together. That's what I'm talking about, nigga.
Levy smirks.
Why ain't you just say that then?
He walks past a frustrated Toledo.
Toledo, I don't know why you waste your time with this fool.
I ain't gonna be too many more of your fool.
Boy, ain't nobody studying you.
I ain't nobody. Don't pay me no mind. I ain't nobody.
I ain't nobody but the devil.
There you go. That's who I am. I'm the devil. I ain't nothing but the devil.
I know a man sold his soul to the devil.
Oh!
Named Eliza Carter. Lived in Tuscaloosa County, Alabama. The devil came by and he upped and sold him his soul.
Nigga, how you know this man is sold his soul to the devil? You talking some old woman foolishness.
Everybody know it. It wasn't no secret. He went around working for the devil and everybody knowed it. Carried him a bag, one of them carpet bags. Folks say he carried the devil's papers and whatnot where he put your fingerprint on the paper with blood.
Where he at now? That's what I want to know. He can have my whole handprint if he want to.
Showed up one day all fancied out in the finest clothes you ever seen on a colored man. Pocket full of money, just living the life of a rich man. Had him a string of women he run around with and throw his money away on. Yeah, one of the fellas of them gals he was messing with got fixed on him wrong, and Eliza killed him and laughed about it. Sheriff come and arrest him and let him go. Trial come up. Judge cut him loose. Cut him loose and give him a bottle of whiskey. Folks ask what done happened to make him change, and he tell them straight out he done sold his soul to the devil and asked them if they wanted to sell theirs too, because he could arrange it for them.
Well, what happened to this fella? That's what I want to know.
Last I heard, he headed up north with that bag of his, handed out $100 bills on the spot to whoever wanted to sign on with the devil.
I so wish I knew where he went. He wouldn't have to convince me long. Hell, I'd even help him sign people up.
Nigga, God gonna strike you down with that blasphemy you talking.
Oh, shit. God don't mean nothing to me. Oh. Let him strike me. Here I am standing right here. You talking about he gonna strike me. Here I am. Let him strike me. I ain't scared of him.
All right, all right. You're gonna be sorry. You're gonna fix yourself to have bad luck. Ain't nothing gonna work out for you.
Bad luck? What I care about bad luck? You talking simple. I ain't had nothing but bad luck all my life. Couldn't get no worse. What the hell I care about some bad luck? Hell, I eat it every day for breakfast. You dumber than I thought you was talking about bad luck.
All right, nigga. You'll see.
Cutler shakes his head.
Can't tell a fool nothing. You'll see.
The young man drives the limo. Ma fans herself in the back. The flapper points out the Hot Rhythm Recordings building.
Oh, there you go. Over there!
Ma jostles in the back. A white man gets out of his car. A crowd gathers. A delivery man rings the alley doorbell. Ma inspects where her car collided with another.
Shazar, you boys' sandwiches are here. Cutler?
Irv takes money from his wallet. He peers down the alley and sees Ma arguing with a policeman.
What
the hell happened?
Better tell this man who I am. Better get him straight. Tell this man who he messing with.
What happened? Officer, what's the matter? What's the problem?
Well, when I walked up on the incident,
so
this lady...
So wrecked Ma's car.
I did not. The man hit me.
Look, buddy, you went in a nutshell. We got her charged with assault and battery.
Assault and what for what? See, Sylvester was
now, I can tell you what happened if you want to know. That's my nephew. That's Sylvester. He was driving my car. Now, lady, we don't know whose car it is.
That's my car. Car. It is. I'm paying for that car.
Well, that's what you say, lady. We still got to check
it
out.
What's the problem? What's going on?
So I was calling the paddy wagon to haul him down to the station to sort everything out. She starts getting aggressive with the other
guy. He got ugly with me. I don't know why you want to tell
that
lie.
Lady, will you let me tell the story?
Well, if you're going to tell it right.
Ma whips off her cap and gets in the cop's face. He gapes. The white crowd glowers. The cop points a finger at her.
Like I said, while I was waiting for the paddy wagon, I turned to hear this guy's side of the story. She won't let him get a word in edgeways. He steps in front of her to try to tell his version of things. She pushes him to the ground.
She ain't hit him, he just failed.
If that don't be all the hell, I ain't touching
all
me.
All right, Ma. Not a man. Officer, can I speak to you for a minute?
I got things to do. He that bumped into me and fell down, flopping on the ground like a rag doll.
Irv leads the cop away.
I ain't touch a man.
Irv slips some cash into the cop's hand. Ma returns to Sylvester and the flapper. She puts herself between the flapper and the hostile crowd.
All right, Ma.
All right, come on, let's go. Move it out.
I got it all taken care of.
All right, clear it out, guys. Come on, let's go.
What's going on, Ma? What did you do?
Mr. Van, get on away from me. That's the last thing I need to go through some of your shit.
Bell.
Everybody move along.
It's not the place.
Here, Ma.
In the recording room.
Let me take your things.
Ma ignores Irv.
Oh, I don't believe we've met.
Hi.
My nephew, Sylvester, that dead doesn't me.
Oh, hello.
Everybody here?
Yeah, they're in the band room. Hey, listen, Ma, why don't you sit over here and relax?
I have no sitting.
Where's the bathroom?
Down that hall.
Honey, call down there and see about my car. I need my car fixed today. Why y'all keep it so hot in here? Y'all want to make records, y'all better get a fan on in here.
I got it, Ma. I'll take care of everything.
Irv rushes out. Ma hangs her scarf, hat, and purse on a peg rack. Fanning herself, she walks to the mic. She puts a hand on her hip and looks around the room. Mel follows Irv into an office.
She's late
And already she started.
I talked to her last night. I got everything straight, Mel. You just stay out of the way. Just let me handle it.
Yeah, you handled it last time, remember? She marches in here like she owns the damn place, complains about the building being cold, trips over a mic wire, and then threatens to sue me.
Irv hands Mel an electric fan. In the bathroom, May applies lipstick. Sylvester sits at the piano, poking the keys. In front of the mic, May sways her hips blissfully. Ma watches with folded arms and a big smile.
I ain't never been in no recording studio. Where the band at?
They all somewhere rehearsing. Come over and let me see that dress.
Sylvester watches out of the corner of his eye.
Dress look nice.
A mild sneer curdles Sylvester's face.
I'll take you tomorrow to get you some things before I take you down to Memphis.
Ma pulls her close.
They got some clothes up here they ain't got in Memphis.
They sway.
I want you to look nice for me. Mm-hmm. You're gonna travel with the show, you gotta look nice.
I just need me some new shoes. These hurt my feet.
Oh, don't you be messing around with no shoes that pinch your feet. Ma knows something about bad feet.
Ma leans over May's shoulder.
Oh, Lord.
She kisses May's neck.
These dogs of mine, they sure do hurt me all the time.
Ma's hands clasp
even
at May's stomach. May caresses them, then touches her own thighs.
No. Lord, I beg to be excused.
Ma releases May and slaps her behind. Sylvester's brow furrows.
Hey, go on, get my slippers out of my bag over yonder.
Ma sits. May gets the slippers from her bag and struts over.
I can't wear me no sharp-toed shoes.
May drops seductively between Ma's legs and puts the slippers on her feet. Ma smiles. May runs her hands up Ma's leg.
Oh, how my corns did bark.
I just want some of them yellow ones. About a half size bigger.
Oh, well, we get you whatever you need, Sylvester, too. Sylvester, tuck your clothes and straighten them up and look nice. Look like a gentleman.
Look at Sylvester with the hat on.
Take the hat off inside. And come over here and leave that piano alone.
I ain't doing nothing to the piano. I'm just looking at it.
Baby, come over here and sit down. Come on. As soon as Mr. Irvin come back, I'm gonna have him take you down and introduce you to the band. Cutler gonna show you how your part go. And when you get your money, you're gonna send some of it home to your mama, let her know you're doing all right.
Okay.
Ma, call down to the garage and checked on your car. It's just a scratch. And they'll have it ready for you this afternoon. I'll send it over with one of their fellas.
But have my car fixed right too. I ain't going for that. Brand new car, they better fix it like new.
Irv sets the electric fan up. May stands in the hall and dances. Irv looks toward the door with worry. Ma looks irritated.
Irv was out here. I know they ain't rehearsing Levy's Black Bottom. I know I ain't hearing that.
Ma, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Levy's version of that song, it really picks it up.
I ain't telling Levy nothing. I don't know what he done to that song. I don't like to sing it that way. I'm doing it the old way. That's why I brought my nephew in here to do the voice intro.
Well, that's what people want now, Ma. They want something they can dance to. Levy's arrangement gives the people what they want. It makes them excited. It makes them forget about their troubles.
I don't care what you say, honey. Levy ain't messing up my song. Now, if he got what the people want, let him take it somewhere else. I'm singing my Rainy song. I ain't singing no Levy song. Now, that's all there is to it. Carry my nephew on down there, introduce him to the band. I promised my sister I'd look out for him, so he's gonna do the voice intro to the song, My Way.
Well, we just figured...
Who's this we? What do you mean we come talking this we, sir? Who we?
Me and Sturdivant. We decided...
You decided, huh? I'm just a bump on a log. I'm just gonna go whichever way the river drift. Is that it? You and Sturdivant decided?
No, we just thought...
I ain't got no good sense. I don't know nothing about music. I don't know what a good song is, what ain't. You know more about my fans than I do.
It's not that, Ma. It's more of what the people want.
Ma stands.
I'm doing something, Irvin. And you can go up there. You can tell Sturdivant, too. What you all say don't count with me, you understand? Ma, listen to her heart. Ma, listen to the voice inside her. That's what count with Ma. Now, you carry my nephew on down there. You tell Cutler you're going to do the voice intro to the Black Bottom song, and Levy ain't messing up my song. Now, if that don't set right with you and Sturdivant, I can carry my black bottom on back down south to my tour, because I don't like it up here no ways.
Okay. Ma, I don't care.
Irv leads Sylvester toward the door, then turns back.
You know, I just thought...
Well, damn what you thought! What you look like trying to tell me how to sing my song? That Levin Sturdivant shit, I ain't going for it.
Ma stares Irv down.
Sylvester, go down there and introduce yourself. I'm through playing with Irvin.
Where I go? Which way they at?
Come on, I'll carry you down there myself.
Can I go? I want to see the van.
No. Come on, Sylvester.
Okay, Ma. Have it your way. But we'll be ready to go in 15 minutes.
We're ready to go, ma'am. It says we're ready to go, and that's the way it go around here.
She gives him a pointed look and leaves.
Perfect.
In the dressing room, Levy leads the band in rehearsal. Ma enters with Sylvester. Ma glares at Levy. He smiles.
Cutler, this here my nephew Sylvester, he's gonna do the voice intro on that Black Bottom song using the old version.
What you talking about? Mr. Irvin said we're using my version.
Levy, I ain't studying you and Mr. Irvin. Cutler, get him straightened out and how to do his part. I ain't thinking about Levy. These folk done mess with the wrong person this day. Sylvester, Cutler gonna teach you how to do your part. You go ahead and get it straight. Don't worry about what nobody else say.
Yeah. Hey, well, come on in, boy. I'm Cutler. That's Toledo, Levy, and Slow Drag over there. Sylvester, huh?
Sylvester Brown.
I done wrote a version of that song with Picks It Up and sets it down in the people's lap, and here she come talking this. You don't need that old circus bullshit. I know what I'm talking about. You're gonna mess up the song, Cutler, and you know it.
I ain't gonna mess up nothing. Ma say.
I don't care what Ma say. I'm talking about what the intro gonna do to the song. The peoples in the North ain't gonna go for that old tit show nonsense. They wanna hear some music.
Nigga, I done told you time and again. Ma say what to play, not you. You ain't here to be doing no creating. You play whatever Ma say.
I might not play nothing. I might just quit.
Nigga, don't nobody care if you quit. Whose heart you gonna break?
Levy ain't gonna quit. He need to make money to keep him in shoe polish.
I done told y'all you don't know me.
You don't know what I'll do.
I don't think nobody too much give a damn, Sylvester, look here. The band plays the intro, and then you say, all right, boys, you done seen the rest. Now I'm gonna show you the best. Ma Rainey's gonna show you her black bottom. You got that? All right, let me hear you do it one time.
Grinning, the band watches Sylvester.
All right, boys, you done seen the rest.
Levy's brow furrows.
Now I'm gonna show you the best. Ma Rainey's gonna show you her black
Toledo's eyes bulge. Cutler gapes.
Bottom.
Levy leans on Cutler.
All right, Cutler. Let me see you fix that. Straighten that out. Slow drag. Woo! You hear this shit? How in the hell the fuck gonna do the part? They can't even talk. Who's you to tell me what to do, nigga? This ain't your band. Ma tell me to do it. I'ma do it. So you can go to hell, nigga.
Toledo and Slow Drag turn to hide laughter.
Boy, ain't nobody studying you. Cutler, go on and fix that. You fix that, and I'll shine your shoes for you. Go on and fix that one.
You say, you Ma's nephew?
Yeah, so what that mean?
Oh, I ain't meant nothing. I'm just asking.
Well, come on and let's rehearse so the boy can get it right.
I ain't rehearsing that. Just wait till I get my band together. I'm gonna record that song and show you how it's supposed to go.
We can do it without Levy. Sylvester, you remember your part?
Yeah, I remember pretty good. Good.
Well, come on, let's do it then, all right?
Levy watches with a smug smile.
Levy.
Levy waves Cutler off. He sees Mel coming and quickly joins the band.
Good. You boys rehearsing, I see.
Yes, sir, we rehearsing. We know them songs real good.
Good. Say, Levy, did you finish that song?
Yes, sir, Mr. Sturdivant. I got it right here. I wrote that other part just like you say. It go like, you can swing it, you can bring it, you can dance at any hall, you can slide across the floor, you'll never have to stall my jelly roll. Then I wrote that part for the other people to dance, like you say, for them to forget about their troubles.
Good, good. I'm gonna see about your songs as soon as I get the chance. I'll just take this.
Yes, sir, Mr. Sturdivant. As soon as you get the chance.
Levy's smile fades as Mel carries away his sheet music.
You hear, Levy? You hear this nigga? Yes, sir. We hustling, boss.
I heard him. Seen him, too. Shuffling them feet.
Yeah, well, Levy can't help it, none. He's spooked up by the white man. Ain't had time to study.
I studies the white man. I got him studied good. First time one fixes on me wrong, I'm going to show him just how much I study. Come telling me I'm spooked up by the white man. You let one mess with me. I'll show you how spooked up I am.
The man come in here, call you a boy, tell you to get up off your ass and rehearse it. You ain't had nothing to say except, yes, sir.
I can say yes, sir, to whoever I please. What you got to do with it? I know how to handle white folks. I've been handling them for 32 years. Now you gonna tell me how to do it? Just because I say yes, sir, don't mean I'm spooked up by him. I know what I'm doing. Let me handle it my way.
Well, go on and handle it then.
Toledo, you are always messing with somebody. Always agitate somebody with that old philosophy bullshit you be talking. You stay out of my way about what I do and say. I'm my own person. Just let me alone.
All right, Levy, you right. I apologize. Ain't none of my business. You spooked up by the white man.
All right, see, that's the shit I'm talking about. Y'all back up and leave Levy alone.
Oh, come on, Levy. We was all just having fun. Toledo ain't said nothing about you. He ain't said about me. You just taking it all wrong.
Ain't meant nothing by it, Levy.
Levy got to be Levy. He don't need nobody messing with him about the white
man. He slams a locker.
She don't know nothing about me. You don't know, Levy. You don't know nothing about what kind of blood I got, what kind of heart I got beat here.
Levy's face scrunches around his glossy eyes.
I was 8 years old when a gang of white men is coming to my daddy's house and have to do with my mama any way they want.
Toledo's face breaks.
Who's living in Jefferson County, about 8 miles outside of Natchez. My daddy's name was Memphis. Memphis Lee Green. Had him near 50 acres of good farming land. I'm talking good land. Grow anything you want. You know, going off of shares and bought this land from Mr. Halley's widow woman after he done passed on. Folks called him an uppity nigger because he done saved and borrowed to where he could buy this land and be independent. It was coming on planting time. And my daddy went into Natchez to get him some seed and fertilizer. Called me, say, Levy, you the man of the house now.
Levy turns away.
Take care of your mama while I'm gone.
His gaze becomes distant.
I went with a little boy, 8 years old. My mama was frying up some chicken when them men's come in that house. Must have been 8 or 9 of them. She's standing there frying that chicken when them men's come and took a hold of her, just like you take hold of a mule and make it do what you want. That was my mama, with a gang of white men. She tried to fight him off, but I could see where it wasn't gonna do any good. I didn't know what they was doing to her, but I figured whatever it was, they might as well do to me too. My daddy had a knife that he kept around there for hunting and working and whatnot, and I knew where he kept it. I went and got it.
Levy turns and points at the band.
I'm gonna show you how spooked up I was by the white man. I tried my damnedest to cut one of them's throat. I hit him on the shoulder. He reached back, grabbed hold of that knife, and whacked me across the chest with it.
Levy unbuttons his shirt. He pulls back his undershirt, revealing a nasty scar on his chest.
That's what made them stop. They were scared I was gonna bleed to death. My mama wrapped me in a blanket, carried me 2 miles down to the furlough place, and they drove me up to Dr. Alvin's. He was waiting on a calf to be born, and he said he ain't had time to see me. He carried me to Miss Edna, the midwife. She fixed me up.
Levy sits with a far-off look.
My daddy came back and acted like he done accepted the facts of what happened, but he got the names of them men from Mama. He found out who they was, and then we announced we was moving out that county. He said goodbye to everybody, all the neighbors. My daddy went and smiled in the face of one of them crackers who had been with my mama. Smiled in his face and sold him our land. We moved over with relations in Caldwell. He got us settled in. And then he took off one day. I ain't never seen him since.
Tears run down Levy's face. His lips purse. He shakes his head.
We sneak back. Hiding up in the woods. Land to get them 8 or 9 men.
Levy approaches, nodding.
He got 4 of them before they got him.
He clenches his eyes with a tight-lipped smile. His face breaks.
They tracked him down in the woods. Caught up with him, hung him. Set him afire.
Levy shakes his head with his eyes down.
My daddy wasn't spooked up by the white man, no sir.
Levy glares.
And that taught me how to handle him.
He nods.
I seen my daddy go up and grin in his cracker's face.
Levy sports a toothy grin.
Smile in his face and sell him his land. All the while, he's planning how he's gonna get him or what he's gonna do to him. That taught me how to handle him. So you all just back up and leave Levy alone about the white man. I can smile and say yes, sir, to whoever I please. I got my time coming to me.
He nods.
Y'all just leave Levy alone about the white man.
Levy stalks back to the locker. Slow Drag and Cutler look on with shocked, hurt expressions. Toledo gives a tense, knowing look. Later, Toledo's wrinkled hands play the piano.
Everybody come from different places in Africa, right? Different tribes and things. Soon a while they began to make one big stew. You had your carrots and your peas and your potatoes over here, and over there you had the meat, nuts, okra, corn, and you mix it up, cook it real good to where the flavors flow through, and then you got one thing. You got a stew. Now you take and you eat that stew. You take and you make your history with that stew. But you look around and you see some carrots over there and some peas over here. And that stew is still there. You done made your history and it's still there. You can't eat it all. What you got? You got some leftovers. That's what it is. See, we's the leftovers. The colored man, here's the leftovers.
A pair of black men rest on a street corner. One smokes a cigarette. A dispassionate woman sits in a windowsill. A man leans in an alley with a newspaper under his arm.
Colored man gonna do with himself? That's what we waiting to find out.
Toledo's eyes search. Next, his brow raises.
But first, he's got to know that he's a leftover.
Toledo's hands hover over the piano keys. With a distant gaze, he swigs from the flask. Beneath smoky skyscrapers, the Chicago city streets bustle with foot and vehicle traffic. Inside the Hot Rhythm Recordings building, Mel and Irv close large wooden shutters on the windows. They pull curtains across the shutters. Irv shuts a door and walks down the hall.
Mr. Irvin.
He turns to Cutler.
I ain't got nothing to do with it, but the boy can't do the part. He stutters right through it every time.
Irv gapes. In the recording room, the band confers. Levy leans against the piano, leering at May. She smiles and sways seductively. Cutler speaks to Sylvester. Ma leans against a post with crossed arms.
Cutler?
Ma'am.
Cutler approaches Ma.
Levy got his eyes in the wrong place at best school, Cutler.
Come on, Levy. Let's get ready to play. Keep your mind on your work.
Okay, boys, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Moonshine blues first. Moonshine blues, Mom.
I ain't doing no moonshine, nothing. I'm doing black bottom first. Come on, Sylvester. Where's Sylvester Mike? Irvin, get him a mic.
Ma, the boys say he can't do it.
Who? Who say he can't do it? What boys say he can't do it?
Ma blinks at Irv.
The band, Ma. The boys in the band.
Ma turns to the band.
What band?
Cutler's eyes fall.
Band work for me.
He stutters, Ma. They say he stutters.
I don't care if he do. I promised the boy he could do the part, so he gonna do it. And that's all there is to it. You don't stutter all the time.
Get a microphone down here for him.
We don't have time, Ma. We can't.
If you want to make a record, you better find the time. I ain't playing with you, Irvin. Now I can walk out of here right now, go back to my tour. I don't need to go through all this. Go get the boy a microphone.
Mel rushes down holding a microphone. He sets it up beside Ma's.
Libby, I know you had something to do with this. You better watch yourself.
It was Cutler. It was you. You're the only one.
The boy stutter. He can't do the part.
Well,
everybody
can,
see that.
He gonna do it. You ain't got nothing to do with it.
I don't care what you do. He can sing the whole
well,
goddamn song.
Well, all right, thank you.
He's only getting one chance. The cost of
damn
this.
Damn the cost. You always talking about the cost. I make more money for this outfit than anybody else you got put together. If he mess up, he'll do it till he get it right.
She gives Mel a straight look. Mel stalks away.
Come on, baby. Come on. Come. Stand right there. Hold your hands like I told you to. Okay? Come on. All right? Don't worry about messing up. You mess up, we'll do it till you get it right. All right? Play it for him, Cutler.
All right. A one. A two. You know what to do.
All right, boys. You didn't seen the best. Now I'm gonna show you the rest. Ma Rainey's gonna show you her black bottom.
That's real good, baby. You just take your time. You get it right.
Okay, Ma, we're ready to go.
Where's my Coke?
Ma Rainey's black bottom, boys.
Where's my Coke? I need a Coke. Hot as it is, sure. I need a Coke.
What's the matter, Ma?
Where's my Coke? I need a cold Coca-Cola.
Ma, look. I forgot the Coke. Let's do it without it, huh? Just this one song. What say, boys?
Damn what the band say. You're supposed to have my Coca-Cola. You knew that. I ain't doing nothing without my Coca-Cola.
She leaves the mic.
Just a minute here, Ma. You come in an hour late.
You need to get out of my face, Irvin. I told you to keep him away from me.
I'm tired of the nonsense, sir. I'm not going to put up with this.
Let me. Ma, listen. I'll call down to the deli and I'll get you a Coke, but let's get started, huh? Sylvester's standing there ready to go. The band's all set up. Let's do this one song.
I'm too cheap to buy me a Coca-Cola. I buy my own. Slow drag, Sylvester. Come on, baby. Get me 3 bottles of Coca-Cola, ice cold. Get y'all something, too. Keep the change.
Yes, ma'am.
Irvin, get away from me. Shit. You can wait till I get my Coca-Cola. I ain't gonna kill you.
Okay, Ma. Get your Coke.
Gentlemen, the band room.
Christ sakes.
Get your Coke.
Irv opens the shutters. Levy smiles and walks out with the band.
Cutler.
Cutler stops by the door.
Come in, man. I need to talk to you.
Slow Drag and Sylvester walk across the street and enter Polonesky's grocery and delicatessen. A room full of blue-collar white men turns and stares at them. Slow Drag and Sylvester turn to leave.
What's all this shit about the boys and the band said? I tells you what to do. I says what the matter is with the band. I say who can and can't do what.
We just say because the boy stutters.
I know he stutters. Don't you think I know he stutters? This is what's gonna help him.
We just thought it'd be easy.
He gonna do the part. And I don't want to hear any more of this shit about what the boys in the band says.
She points her fan at him, then looks away. He steps closer.
And I want you to find somebody to replace Levy when we get to Memphis. Levy ain't nothing but trouble.
Levy, all right. He plays good music when he puts his mind to it. He know how to write music, too.
I don't care what he know. He ain't nothing but bad news. Find somebody else. He the ringtail leader. I know it was his idea who to say who can do what.
Dusty May, sit your ass down and stop flaunting yourself around.
I ain't doing nothing.
Just go somewhere and stay out of the way.
May struts to the door, grabs her purse and leaves, giving Ma a disdainful look. Ma scratches her head. In the hall, May glances behind her, then walks toward the band's dressing room. In the dressing room, Levy writes sheet music.
You can slide across the floor. You'll never have to stop my jelly roll.
May leans in the doorframe.
Oh, my jelly roll.
He turns and sees her.
My jelly roll.
Hi. I just want to see what it looked like down here.
Well, come on in. I don't bite.
Levy blocks the door, smiling.
I didn't know you could write music. I just thought you was jiving me at the club last night.
Nah, baby, I knows how to write music. And I get some of my songs to Mr. Sturdivant. He said he gonna let me record them. I'm gonna have my own band. Hey, Toledo. And I give Mr. Sturdivant some of my songs I wrote.
Don't get Toledo mixed up in nothing.
Toledo leaves.
You gonna have your own band, show enough?
Levy Green and his foot stompers. A man was gonna get his own band need to have a woman like you.
A woman like me need a man to bring it and put it in my hand. I mean, nobody getting something for nothing, only me standing in my dough.
That ain't Levy's style, sugar. I knows how to treat a woman. Buy her presents and things, treat her like she wanna be treated.
That's what they all say till it come time to be buying the presents.
When we get down to Memphis, I'm gonna take you out, show you a good time, show you Levy know how to treat a woman.
He gestures toward the bench. She keeps eye contact as she sits.
Ma.
In the recording room.
This Moonshine Blues. That's one of them songs that Bessie Smith sings, I believe.
Bessie what? I ain't thinking about Bessie. Shit, I taught Bessie. Bessie ain't doing nothing but imitate me. What I care about Bessie? I don't care if she sell a million records. She got her people, I got mine. I don't care what nobody else do. Ma was the first, don't you forget it.
Nobody said nothing about all that. I'm just saying that's
the same I've been song doing this sang. A long time, ever since I was a little girl. I don't care what nobody else do. Shoot, that's what get me so mad with Irvin. White folks trying to be put out with you all the time. Too cheap to buy your damn Coca-Cola. I let them know it though. Ma don't stand for no shit. Shoot. You wanna take your voice and trap it in all them fancy boxes with all them buttons and dials.
To the booth.
Then too cheap to buy your Coca-Cola. Don't cost but a nickel a bottle.
Mel walks from the booth out the door.
They don't care nothing about me. All they want is my voice. Well, I done learned that. And they're gonna treat me the way I want to be treated, no matter how much it hurt them. They're back there right now calling me all kinds of names, calling me everything but a child of God. But they can't do nothing else because they ain't got what they wanted yet. Soon as they get my voice down on one of them recording machines, then it's just like I be some whore and they roll over and put their pants on. They ain't got no use for me then. I know what I'm talking about. You watch. And Irvin, he right there with the rest of them. He don't care nothing about me either. He been my manager for 6 years, and the only time he had me over his house was to sing for some of his white friends.
Huh, I know how they do.
Yeah, shit, you colored and you can make them some money, then you all right with them. Otherwise, you just a dog in the alley. I'd have made them more money for my records and all them other recording artists they got put together, and then they want to balk about how much this session is costing them.
I can't see how it's costing as much as they say.
Shit, it ain't. I don't pay that kind of talk no mind.
In the locker room, Levy slides toward May on the bench.
I already got my fellas picked out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting me some good fellas. Know how to play real sweet music.
You get your own band, we'll see about this stuff you talking.
I just want to show you I knows what the women's like. They don't call me sweet lemonade for nothing.
Stop it now, somebody gonna come in here.
No, they ain't.
He pulls her dress up.
Look here, sugar. What I want to know is, can I introduce my red rooster
to your brown hen?
You get your own band and we'll see if your red rooster know how to crow.
She saunters toward the door. He grabs her and kisses her. He puts his hands on her hips and kisses her neck.
Damn, baby. Now I know why my grandpappy sat on the front porch with a straight razor when my grandma hung out the wine.
You crazy.
In the hall, Toledo looks up from a book and turns his back to the dressing room.
What you sound like? The midnight train in Alabama when it crosses the Mason-Dixon line.
Levy jams the dressing room door with a chair.
How you get so crazy?
It's women like you that drives me so.
He lifts her.
Good God. Happy birthday to the lady with the case.
He sets her on the piano. Her dress rides up. He thrusts his hips into her crotch and removes his jacket. She pulls his suspenders down. In the recording room.
Sure done got quiet in here. I never could stand no silence. I always have to have some music going on in my head somewhere. It keeps things balanced. Music could do that. It fills things up. More music you have in the world, full it is.
I can agree with that. I got that in my music, too.
Like folk don't understand about the blues. They hear it come out, but they don't know how it got there. They don't understand that that's life's way of talking. You don't sing to feel better. You sing because that's the way of understanding life.
Ma cheese is hard, nodding.
Blues help you get out of bed in the morning. You get up knowing you ain't alone. Something else in the world. Something been added by that song.
She sits up and fidgets with her hands, smiling proudly and shaking her head.
This would be an empty world without the blues. Yeah. I try to take that emptiness and fill it up with something.
Woo! She drops back in her chair.
I ain't started blues way of singing. Blues always been there. But if they want to call me Mother Blues, that's all right with me. It don't hurt none.
Sylvester and Slow Drag enter with a deli bag.
Sure did take y'all a long time, Sylvester. Go on and get Reverend. Tell him we're ready to go.
I grab Levy.
Ma takes soda from the bag. Slow Drag exits. In the dressing room, May bobs on Levy's lap. Slow Drag comes downstairs and tries the door. May gets off Levy.
Ma got a Coke, Levy. We're about ready to start.
Slow Drag stares at the door's opaque glass window. He puts his ear to it. Mel and Irv watch from the booth as Ma chugs a green glass bottle of Coke. Toledo looks sideways at her. May watches with folded arms. The rest of the band stares. She sets down the empty bottle. A red recording light comes on.
Okay, boys, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Take one.
A record needle drops.
A two. A you know what to do.
Sylvester moves to the mic.
All right, boys.
The red light dies. Mel tosses a record in a crate.
Take two.
Levy smiles.
All right, boys. You done seen the rest. Now I'm gonna show you the best. Ma Rainey's gonna show you her.
Take.
Records pile up in the crate. The band members exchange glances. May sleeps. Ma chugs a Coke. Levy shines his horn. Ma whispers to Sylvester.
Ma, can we just do it without the...
Ma shoots a blasé glance.
Take six.
Leaning against his base, Slow Drag unscrews the flask and swigs.
Take seven.
Sylvester looks nervously at the booth.
All right, boys. You done seen the rest? Now I'm gonna show you the best. Ma Rainey's gonna show you her black bottom.
Way down south in Alabama, I got a friend they call Dancing Sammy, who's crazy about all the latest dances, black bottom stomps and the new baby prances. The other night at a swell affair, soon as the boys found out that I was there, they said, come on, Ma, let's go to the cabaret. When I got there, they began to say, I want to see that dance they call the Black Bottom. I want to learn that dance. Want to see that dance they call your Big Black Bottom. They'll put you in a trance. Show me your black bottom. I wanna learn that dance.
Mel inspects the inner workings of the recording machine. He peers at the gears and adjusts a counterweight. The needle carves grooves in the record.
Early one morning, about the break of day.
May shakes her rear and makes eyes at Levy. He leers. Slow drag clocks the exchange, frowning.
Get on up and show your old man your black bottom. I wanna learn that dance. I wanna learn that dance.
They look to the booth.
Okay, that's good, Ma. That sounded great. Good job, boy.
I know you can do it.
Hey,
oh, yes, you essential mind to.
He did good. He did better than I thought he would.
Ma, that's my baby.
Boy. Hey, boys, Ma.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do Moonshine Blues next, huh?
So Moonshine Blues, Brad.
Something happened to the recording. Check that mic.
1-1-1-2. Check one.
No, the problem's with the kids, Mike.
Oh, Christ Almighty. Maui didn't record the song.
Yes.
What you mean you didn't record the song? What were you and Sturdivant doing up there?
Levy must have kicked the plug out.
I ain't kicked nothing.
Levy had his mind on what he was doing.
Levy, if it ain't one thing, it's another. You better straighten your black ass up.
That ain't my fault. I ain't done nothing.
It's the cord, Mal. The cord's all chewed up. We need another cord.
Ma? Where's she going?
Ma grabs her things and storms out.
Ma?
Ma! If you walk out of the studio, you're through. You're worse.
For Christ's sake, Mel! Ma! Ma, come back here!
Irv, Sylvester, and May follow. Irv stops her in the alley.
Listen, Ma. These records are gonna be hits. They are gonna sell like crazy. Hell, even Sylvester will be a star. 15 minutes. That is all I am asking, Ma. Just 15 minutes.
With hands on her hips and pursed lips, Ma stares him down.
15 minutes, you hear me, Irvin? 15 minutes. Then I'm gonna carry my black bottom on back down to Georgia. You hear me? 15 minutes.
He kisses her cheek. She shoves him off. He scurries back into the building.
You boys go ahead and take a little break. 15 minutes, we'll be ready to go.
The band enters the dressing room.
Don't make no difference to me if she leave or not.
I'm ready to get on out of here anyway.
If I was Mr. Irvin, I'd go on and get them cords and things hooked up right.
If Levy kept his mind on his work, we wouldn't be in this fix. He'd be up there finishing up. Now we gotta see if that boy can get that part right.
Levy up there got one eye on the gal and the other on his trumpet.
Nigga, don't you know that's Ma's gal?
I ain't done nothing to her. I just talk to her like I talk to anybody else.
Your ass gonna be out there scraping the concrete looking for a job. You keep messing around with her.
I ain't done nothing to the gal. I just asked her name. Now, if you're saying I can't do that, then Ma'll just have to go to hell.
I'm through with it. Try talking to a fool.
Some men's got it worse than others. Some men's is excited to be a fool. I know about it. This excitement is something else. I done experienced it. Make you feel good to be a fool. But it don't last long. Over in a minute, then you got to tend with the consequences.
That's the best sense you made all day. Talking about being a fool, that's the only sensible thing you said today, admitting you was a fool.
Oh, I admit it all right. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I done been a little bit of everything. Gonna be a bit more things before I'm finished with it. But I ain't never been the same fool twice. That's where we part ways.
But you've been a fool. That's what counts. Talking about I'm a fool for asking the girl a name, and here you is one yourself.
I married a woman, a good woman. To this day, I can't say nothing bad about this woman. I married her with all the good intentions and graces of being hooked up, bound to her for the rest of my life. Looking for this woman to put me in my grave. But she went out and joined the church.
Levy's eyes roll.
She got up there and got to seeing them good Christian men and wondering why I ain't like that. Soon she figured she hooked up to a heathen. Couldn't live like that. So she left. I just sat down and I figured I was a fool not to see that she needed something that I wasn't giving her, else she wouldn't have been up there at the church in the first place. So yeah. Toledo been a fool about a woman. That's part of making life.
He swigs.
Toledo, what you call a fool and what I call a fool are two different things. A fool is responsible for what happened to him. A fool caused it to happen. Like Levy. He keep messing around with Ma's gal and his feet be out there scraping the ground. That's a fool.
Ain't nothing gonna happen to Levy. Levy ain't gonna let nothing happen to him.
You just better not let Ma see you ask her. That's what the man's trying to tell you.
I don't need nobody to tell me nothing.
Toledo, all I'm saying is, from the looks of it, from your story, I don't think life treated you fair.
Oh, life is fair.
Life ain't shit. You can put it in a paper bag and carry it around with you. It ain't got no balls. Now, Death?
The broken door.
Death got some style. Death will kick your ass and make you wish you'd never been born. That's how bad Death is. But you can rule over life. Life ain't nothing. Nigga talking about life is fair and ain't got a pot to piss in.
All right, now I'm gonna tell you something. A nigga gonna be dissatisfied no matter what.
Niggas got a right to be dissatisfied. Is you gonna be satisfied with a bone somebody done throwed you when you done seen them eating a whole hog?
You lucky they let you be an entertainer. You're lucky and don't even know it.
I'm talking about being satisfied with a bone somebody done throwed you. That's what's the matter with y'all. You're satisfied sitting in one place. As soon as I get my band together and record them songs Mr. Sturdivant done told me I can make, I'm gonna be like Ma and tell the white man just what he can do. Ma tell Mr. Irvin she leaving, Mr. Irvin get down on his knees and beg her to stay. That's the way I'm gonna be. Make the white man respect me.
The white man don't care nothing about Ma. The colored folks made Ma a star. The white folks don't care nothing about who she is or what kind of music she make.
Let her go down to one of them white folks' hotels and see how big she is.
Hell, she can't even get a cab up here in the north. Mm. I'm gonna tell you something. Reverend Gates, Slow Drag, you know who I'm talking about, Reverend Gates. Reverend Gates was coming up from Tallahassee to Atlanta to see his sister who was sick at that time with the consumption. The train come up through Thomasville and past Moultrie and then ended up in this little town called Sigsby.
You can stop telling that right there. Ain't but one train. Ain't but one train come out of Tallahassee headed north to Atlanta and it don't stop at Sigsby. The only train to stop at Sigsby is the Santa Fe and you got to transfer at Moultrie to get it.
Well, hell, maybe that's where he done. I don't know. I'm just trying to tell you, the man got off the train in Sigsby.
Why are you telling it? Tell it your way. Just make up anything.
Let me leave the man alone and let him finish.
Go on, tell it your way.
Levy leaves.
Reverend Gates got off this train in Sigsby. Figured he'd check the schedule and make sure he arrived in time for somebody to pick him up. All right? While he's there, it come upon him that he had to go to the bathroom. Now, the only colored restroom they had was an outhouse they had sitting way back 200 yards or so from the train station. While he's in the outhouse, the train go off and leave without him.
Levy listens on the steps.
He don't know where he is in this town. In fact, he ain't never even heard of it before.
I heard of it, and he ain't got off no train coming out of Tallahassee in Sigsby.
The man's standing there, trying to figure out what he gonna do, where this train done left him in this strange town.
Levy listens in the hall.
Started getting dark. He sees where the sun's getting low in the sky and he's trying to figure out what he's gonna do. When he noticed a couple of white fellas standing across the street from the station, just standing there, watching them. And then two or three more fellas come up and join the other one. He look around the station, he don't see no colored folks nowhere. He don't know what's getting into these fellas' minds, so he commenced to walking. He don't know where he's walking, he just walking down the railroad tracks. When he hear, hey, nigga, just like that, hey, nigga. He keep walking. They called him some more. He kept walking. Then he heard a gunshot. Yeah, he stopped there, you know. They crowded around him. He's standing there, cross around his neck, and the little Bible that he keep with him all the time. They asked who he was. He said he was Reverend Gates. He was on his way to see a sister who was sick and the train went off and left him. And they said, yeah, nigga, but can you dance?
A stoic, far-off look crosses Levy's face.
He looked at them and commenced to dance. One of them reached up and tore his cross off his neck, said he was committing heresy by dancing with a cross in the Bible.
Levy shuts his eyes, breathing heavily.
Took his Bible and tore it up and had him dance until they got tired of watching him. That's the only way.
What I want to know is, he a man of God. What the hell was God when all this was going on?
Levy enters.
Why didn't God strike down them crackers with some of this lightning you talking about to me?
Levy, you're gonna burn in hell.
Why didn't God strike some of them crackers down? Tell me that. That's the question. Don't come telling me this burning in hell shit. He a man of God. Why didn't God strike some of them crackers down? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the truth. God ain't never listen to no niggas' prayers. God take a nigga's prayers and throw them in the garbage. God don't pay niggas no mind. In fact, God hate niggas. Hate him with all the fury in his heart. Jesus don't love you, nigga. Jesus hate your black ass. Come talking that shit to me, talking about burning in hell. God can kiss my ass.
Cutler shoots him.
You're blessing my God! That's my God!
Let him go. Slow dragon Toledo pull Cutler off Levy. Levy shuts the dressing room door.
My God, it don't mean nothing.
It's your guy, huh? Is that right?
Levy steps toward Cutler, holding a knife.
All right, I'm gonna give your guy a chance. I'm gonna give your guy a chance. I'm gonna give him a chance to save you.
Levy swings the knife at Cutler.
Get out of this, Toledo.
There ain't no way to solve
that knife up, Levy.
I'm talking to Cutler's guy. You hear me? Cutler's God! I'm calling Cutler's God! Come on and save this nigga. Strike me down before I cut his throat.
You're gonna burn in hell, nigga!
I'm calling your God.
Cutler retreats.
I'm gonna give him a chance to save you. I'm calling your God. Cutler's God! Come on and save this nigga! Come on and save him like you did my mama! Save him like you did my mama!
Levy points the knife at a cornered Cutler.
I heard her when she called you. I heard her when she said, Lord, have mercy. Jesus, help me. Please, God, have mercy on me, Lord. Jesus, help me. Did you turn your back?
He points the knife up and looks to the heavens.
Did you turn your back, motherfucker? Did you turn your back?
He beckons to God.
Come on. Come on and turn your back on me. Turn your back on me. Come on, where is you?
Cutler gapes.
Come on and turn your back on me. Turn your back on me, motherfucker. I'll cut your heart out. Come on, what's the matter? Where is you? Come on and turn your back on me. Come on, what you scared of? Turn your back on me! Come on!
He spins around, smiling now. He points skyward.
Coward motherfucker!
He extends the blade toward Cutler.
Your God ain't shit, Cutler. Your God ain't shit.
Levy walks slowly toward Cutler. He retracts the knife. Under the hot sun, a subway train speeds over elevated tracks. In the recording room, the band performs.
Hello Central, give me 609. What it takes to get it in these hips of mine. Oh, you hear me talking to you? I don't bite my tongue. You wanna be my man? You better bring it with you when you come.
Ma smiles at the booth. Irv looks to Mel. Mel gives thumbs up.
Wonderful. We got that, boys. Good session. Ma, we got ourselves a winner.
Slow Dragon, where you learn to play that bass at? I heard it singing. I heard you had that bass jumping all over the place.
Yeah, I was following Toledo. Nigga got them long fingers driving all over the piano. I was trying to keep up with him.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, ain't it? Play the music.
Color you Slow Dragon on that bass, spanking like you spank a baby. Levy, what were you doing? Why are you playing all them notes? You playing 10 notes for everyone you're supposed to play. Don't call for all that.
You're supposed to improvise on a theme. That's what I was doing.
You're supposed to play the song like I sing it, the way everybody else played it.
Playing the song, I was playing the way I felt it.
I'm trying to sing my song, and you messing up my ear. You call that playing music?
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Y'all back up and leave me alone about my music.
I done told you. It ain't about your music. It's about Ma's music.
Cutler, that's all right. I already told you what to do.
What I care about what you and Cutler do.
He stares Ma down. She smiles with folded arms.
Go on and fire me. I don't care. I'm gonna get my old man anyway.
Keep messing up.
Ain't nobody studying you.
All right, nigga. You fired.
She glares at Levy. The band looks on seriously. Levy purses his lips, then smiles.
You think I care about being fired? I don't care nothing about that. You doing me a favor.
Color Levy's out. He ain't playing in my band no more.
I'm fired. Good. Best thing that ever happened to me. I don't need this shit.
He stalks out. Everyone watches him go except for Ma. May shudders. Levy barges into the dressing room with his horn. His face tenses. He spins around. He puts his horn in its case. He rips off his jacket and hurls it into the locker. He takes off his tie. Next, he flips the busted light switch. He tries the broken door. He shoves his whole body against it. Kicks it. He walks to the piano, then runs full force into the door. He smashes through it into a closed-off alley. Surrounded by brick walls, he rests against one and looks to the sky. The sun beats down on the Hot Rhythm Recordings building. Inside, Cutler stops Irv in the hall.
Mel will be out with your money in a minute.
That's cash money, Mr. Irvin. I don't want no check.
I'll see what I can do. I can't promise you nothing.
As long as it ain't no check. Ain't got no use for a check.
Listen, Ma, I talked to Sturdivant, and he said, now I tried to talk him out of it, but he said the best he can do is take $25 of your money and give it to Sylvester.
Take what and do what?
Her eyes bulge.
If I wanted the boy to have $25 of my money, I'd give it to him. He's supposed to have his own money. He's supposed to get paid like everybody else. You go on up there and you tell Sturdivant that he better pay the boy his own money.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Well, talk to him again. Tell him if he don't pay the boy his own money, he'd never make another record of mine again. Tell him that. You're supposed to be my manager, always talking about sticking together. Start sticking. Get the boy's money!
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Irv leaves. Ma glowers after him. She clenches her fists and sits back in her chair. She hangs her head and blows out a big breath. She looks up. Mel enters with Irv.
Hey, Ma.
She stands.
Is there something wrong? Is there a problem?
I want you to pay the boy his money.
Well, sure, Ma. I had it right here. That's $200 for you and $25 for the kid, right?
Mel hands cash to Irv, who hands it to Ma.
Irv misunderstood me. It was all a mistake. It was all a mistake.
Ma counts.
Mistake, huh?
Sure, Ma. Made a mistake. But he's paid, right?
The only mistake was when you found out I hadn't signed the release forms. That was a mistake.
Come on. Sign the forms, huh?
Dustin May.
Come on, come on. Sign the forms.
Irvin, where's my call?
It's right out front. I got the keys right here. Come on. Let's sign these forms, huh?
Ma walks to her car, parked by the curb. Irv, Sylvester, and May follow. Ma inspects the repairs.
Irvin, give me my keys.
Sure, Ma. Just sign these forms.
He offers her a pen. She holds out her hand. He gives her the keys.
Send them to my address. I'll get around to them.
Come on, Ma. I took care of everything, didn't I? I straightened everything out. Ma?
He holds the pen before her face.
Please.
She looks at the pen. She takes her hand from the limo door and grabs it. Irv unfolds the forms. She signs and returns the pen. Irv opens the limo door.
And you tell Sturdivant any more mistakes and I could make my record someplace else.
She gives him a straight look and gets in. Frowning, May gets in the front passenger seat. Irv shuts the door. Ma throws on her scarf, looking forward. The limo pulls away. Irv watches it go. Trembling, he folds the forms. In the dressing room, Levy leans against a post. Slow Drag packs his base, Toledo his valise. Cutler sits tensely.
I ain't gonna stand for it. Ain't gonna bring me no check down here. Man, give me a check last time. What happened? We had to go all over Chicago to get it cashed. See a nigga with a check, first thing they think he'd have stole it someplace.
I ain't had no trouble cashing mine.
I don't visit no whorehouses.
You don't know my business, so don't start nothing. I'm tired of you as it is. I ain't but 2 seconds off your ass, no way.
Don't you start nothing now.
What the hell I care what you're tired of? I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to this man right here.
Boys, I got your pay. Mr. Irvin told me you boys prefer cash, and that's what I had for you. That was a good session you boys put in. That's 25 for you. Yes, sir. You boys really know your business, and we're going to 25 for you. We're going to get you back in here real soon, 25, and have another session so you can make some more money. And 25 for you.
Mel leaves.
Mr. Irvin, sir.
Levy follows, shutting the door behind him.
About them songs I give you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Levy, I thought about it. I just don't think the people will buy them. They're not the type of songs we're looking for.
Mr. Sturdivant, sir, I done already got my band picked out. I got some real good fellas. They know how to play real good music. I know if the people hear the music, they'll buy it.
Levy, I'll be fair with you. They're just not the right songs.
Mr. Sturdivant, the people's just tired of hearing jug band music. The people in the big city, they want something with some fire to it. Harlem, Detroit, D.C.
Okay, Levy, I'll tell you what. Give me $5 a piece for
them. I don't want $5, Mr. Studdyman. I wants to record them songs, like you say.
Well, like I say, they just aren't the kind of songs we're looking for.
Mr. Studdyman, you asked me to write them songs.
Why didn't you tell me that when I first get them to you?
In the dressing room, the band listens.
What's the difference between then and now?
Look, I'll pay you for your trouble.
What's the difference, Mr. Studdyman? That's what I want to know.
I had my fellas play your songs. When I heard them, it just didn't sound like the kind of songs I'm looking for right now.
You got to hear me play them, Mr. Steadman. You ain't heard me play them. That's what's gonna make them sound, right?
Levy, I don't doubt that, really. It's just that, well, I don't think they'd sell like Mars records. But I'll take them off your hands for you.
They stand face to face.
Mr. Steadman, sir, I don't know what fellas you had playing them songs, but if I could play them, I set them down in the people's lap. Now, you told me I could record them songs.
Well, there's nothing I can do about that. Like I say, it's $5 a piece. That's what I'll pay you. I'm doing you a favor. Now, if you write any more, I'll help you out and take them off your hands. The price is $5 a piece, just like now.
He puts cash in Levy's jacket pocket and walks up the stairs. Levy glares after him. With pursed lips and fiery eyes, Levy takes a step up the staircase. He walks into the dressing room with a crumpled face. The other musicians give him only slight glances. Toledo steps past him.
Hey, watch it now. Shit, you stepped on my shoe.
Excuse me there, Levy.
Look at that. Look at that. Nigga, you stepped on my shoe. What you do that for?
I said I'm sorry.
You gonna step on my goddamn shoe. You done fucked up my shoe.
Levy buffs it.
Look at that. Look at what you done to my shoe, nigga. I ain't step on your shoe. What you want to step on my shoe for?
Man said he was sorry.
How the hell he gonna be sorry when he done ruined my shoe? Come talking about sorry. Nigga, you stepped on my shoe, you know that?
Levy steps on the stool beside Toledo.
See what you done?
I said, excuse me. Now it's over. What you want me to do, huh?
I'm not gonna fuck up my shoe like that. I ain't step on your shoe, huh? Look at this.
He shoves the shoe in Toledo's face.
Look at what you done. Look at that. That's my shoe. You did it. You did
Toledo
it.
Toledo ignores him.
You fucked up my shoe. You stepped on my shoe with them raggedy-ass clodhoppers.
Ain't nobody studding about you and your shoe. I said, excuse me. If you can't accept that, then the hell with it. What you want me to do?
Toledo turns.
You stepped on my shoe.
Levy stabs Toledo in the back. The old man falls into his arms.
He stepped on my shoe, he did. Honest, Cutler, he stepped on my shoe. What'd he do that for? Toledo, what you do that for?
Toledo collapses.
Cutler, help.
Levy drops to his knees.
He stepped on my shoe. Cutler!
Levy holds Toledo's lifeless body.
It's okay, Toledo. I help you. Come on, Toledo.
Levy gets under Toledo's arm and hoists the corpse to its feet. He turns Toledo's face toward his and meets his blank, dead stare. Letty sits on the floor. He lays Toledo's corpse in his lap and looks into his wide, dead eyes. Levy looks away. His face tenses. He shakes his head.
Look at me like that.
Cutler stands by the door, gaping. His eyes drop. With a broken face, Slow Drag turns away and puts a hand over his eyes. Levy rocks on the floor, cradling the body. He holds Toledo's perpetual stare. In the limo, Ma lounges in the back seat, frowning. She stares through the windshield. The view moves towards her dispassionate stare. On the dressing room floor, Levy sits with Toledo's body. He covers the dead man's face. Levy pulls Toledo's eyelids down and caresses his cheek. In the recording studio, Mel puts a record in the recorder. He screws it in place and drops the needle. In the recording room, a white band performs.
You can swing it, you can bring it, you can dance at any hall. You can slide across the floor, you'll never have to stall. Oh, my jelly roll.
My jelly roll.
Oh, my jelly roll.
My jelly roll.
Oh, my jelly roll. Please, baby, let me have it all.
A conductor leads the 20-piece band. Saxophones, horns, bass, a banjo. The conductor smiles toward the booth. Mel nods to him, smiling. The red recording light glows. The singer makes a stank face before the mic and throws up a finger. The image freezes. Fade to black. A black and white headshot of the real-life Ma Rainey fades in. Credits, audio description by Extrax, written by John Gray for Wadget LLC, voiced by Kalila Harris, directed by George C. Wolfe, screenplay by Ruben Santiago Hudson, based on the play written by August Wilson, produced by Denzel Washington, PGA, Todd Black, PGA, and Danny Wolfe. A real-life photo of Ma Rainey posing with her band fades in. Executive producer, Constanzo Romero. Director of photography, Tobias Schleisler, ASC. Production designer, Mark Ricker. Edited by Andrew Monsheen, ACE. Costume designer, Ann Roth. A real-life photo of Ma Rainey performing with her band fades in. Music by Branford Marsalis. Casting by A.V. Kaufman, CSA. Starring, Viola Davis, Chadwick Boseman, Glenn Turman, Cole Domingo, Michael Potts, Johnny Coyne, Taylor Page, Jeremy Sheamus, Dushawn Brown, and Joshua Harto. A smiling headshot of the real-life Ma Rainey fades in. A George C. Wolfe film, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. More credits follow. Appears, dedicated to Chadwick Boseman in celebration of his artistry and heart.